favorite part of this video is when he's got the nylons over his head, and he sticks his tongue out and does the. That's my favorite part of this video. Perrin Farrell is in a, like he's like in a nylons over his head type of thing where his face is messed up. Oh, it's great. Either way, this is Ben Caught Stealing, and that's why we're going to talk about Michael Gableman, who is a thief. But we're going to tell you that we are broadcasting.
Dueling Tangents.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke over there. He's in the Solidarity Realty Studios over in Madison. Madison is 1580 AM. That's WTTN, as well as one. I don't know.
As
you're
well
90,
as 92.7 FM Devil Radio.
I'm fast. Too fast for my own mouth.
It's a Wednesday that feels like a Tuesday that is, yeah, it's a short week because of the holiday.
And we're all living in collective fear, so that's good. That's good. Yeah, whether you want to or not, you probably are.
Or just the collective, you know, lunacy of one madman that's just going to continue on his rambles. But as well as listening to us in Madison on Devil Radio, you're listening to us on the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM. Brian's holding down the fort in the Waukesha studios. And we tend to go on some tangents, but
we can't even get out of our own way to get to this going.
Sometimes we can't, but that's okay. But you could give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're asking you to share your picks on today's filing deadline for who you're supporting in either the Republican gubernatorial primary or the U.S. Senate primary for Democrats. Or if you would like to share, you could share who you would support of the opposite party that you normally typically support.
I'm interested in that.
It is. It's an interesting question, Brian. And you.
And if you haven't asked yourself that, maybe we're not thinking the right way about politics.
You're always a thoughtful guy, and you bring those head-scratching questions, Brian, and I always appreciate that. But let's jump back to the Wisconsin headlines, because we got a pretty big one going on here in the state of Wisconsin today, Brian, with a... there's an
so stupid
some invoices that came to light through Wisconsin open records law. Again, Wisconsin once was a beacon for transparent government, just good government in general. Fighting Bob La Follette had a lot to do with that. We had it for just over a century, and now in Wisconsin, Republicans are kind of making a mockery of that, but we still do have the open records laws on the books, and despite the fact that they're trying to thwart them in numerous court cases, open records have shown invoices for the Michael Gableman probe, because I will not use the I word to describe it anymore, Brian. I refuse.
They're not even investigating anything.
I don't even want to hear it. It is referred to as the I word.
Investigate.
Not what he's doing. What Michael Gableman, the work Michael Gableman is doing, is not described by that word one bit.
You know that me saying it is actually more work than he has put towards this investigation, period, right?
Well, I would say no work has been put towards the investigation.
That's why
that's
I said
not
me
one
saying
of those. Nonetheless, these invoices, Brian, have showed almost $900,000 has been billed by the Michael Gableman probe.
Seems like it's $220,000 more than originally budgeted 1 year ago.
Yeah. Again, and they...
1 year ago.
They gave him the $676,000.
That was his budget.
Expectation that he was going to use that from June to October, Brian. October
that
of last
year. That was a wasteful spending.
It was supposed to wrap up, and then it got delayed. The deadline got pushed back from October to December to February to April to indefinitely now. There's an
now
indefinite...
It's suspended, but he's still getting paid.
Right. He did take a salary cut, but he's still getting $5,500 a month as these lawsuits work their way through. And Robin Voss pretty much wrote the blank check saying, hey, this could go on well into 2023. So get used to Michael Gableman being on the state payroll and these lawsuits being followed. And they're blaming the obstruction.
You know why these lawsuits are happening? It's because he's incompetent, and the people who gave him power are also incompetent. Because what were we saying at the beginning of this probe a year ago? I believe we were asking for what is the mission statement?
Mm-hmm.
What is the authority of this probe? What can we define what is going on here? And they did not and could not. So they don't have any means to actually hold Gableman accountable. But likewise, they don't really have any means for Gableman to hold anybody else accountable, because he doesn't have any clear established authority. Do you know why? Because the Republicans in the legislature, as well as Michael Gableman, are completely and totally incompetent on purpose.
Well, yeah, they're doing it. Brian, they consistently have no set goals, so they can move the goalposts regardless. They don't care what the actual goal is. They want the obscurity. They want the confusion. They want the chaos. That is what they're seeking with the Gableman probe. They have no interest in finding widespread voter fraud. They sent their strongest watchdog. They sent out the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, the attack dog that they use on every single grievance that they have.
Every stupid, frivolous lawsuit about, you know, somebody's, you know, kid or somebody trying to, you know, be themselves and they're fighting against it.
Just even local government saying, stupid mask mandates,
things about LGBTQ community, trying to be gender pronouns. Everything stupid that the Republicans want to fight over,
PFAS,
what Will is doing.
Yes, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty goes after every single one of those ones that they think they can win. And the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty did a review of the 2020 election, Brian, and no widespread voter fraud was found. Their strongest attack dog could not find anything. And so now they just want to muddy the water, and that is the only reason why Gableman is continuing to be paid by the Assembly Republicans. The state of Wisconsin is picking up the payroll for Gableman and his probe to the tune of just shy of $900,000. We're going to hit $1 million because he's still paying attorney's fees to go on these to cover the lawsuits that are trying to find out. We have to wait, Brian, while Wisconsin judges verify what authority Gableman has through this probe. But there was nothing written. There was no. We're getting very little documents at all.
They have no control over their own contractors. That's how powerful the Republican legislature
Bosses,
is.
Voss's attorneys say, hey, I can't control Michael Gableman.
Dude, they
can't
even spell Robin Voss correctly.
No, they put, it was V-O-S-S apostrophe S in one of the emails. I did get a
chuckle
out of
that. How stupid do
one.
You have to be to not know your own speaker's last name? It's three frickin' letters. Like,
and when it's
just
possessive, I think you only use an apostrophe. I don't think you
I don't care. My
S.
point is that you're just, you like, a Supreme Court justice, a former Supreme Court justice, you would think, would have the competence to be able to not so blatantly set himself up for stupid lawsuits. But yet, in fact, these lawsuits are so blatantly, obviously stupid and overreaching that one might think that he was doing it on purpose so that he would have something to fight against. Because there's nothing for him to find.
If there was actually
because he's
any voter
fraud
there.
Loser, and that's what incompetent losers do when they can't actually come up with anything else. They blame everybody else.
Right. If there was actually any widespread voter fraud, Brian, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty would be all over it and suing to kingdom come. Like, that is what would be happening if there was widespread voter fraud. There's not. Michael Gableman is a joke, and it's a charade, and it's going to continue on, and Wisconsin taxpayers are just going to keep getting footed the bill for this because almost nine, like, I thought $676,000 was a lot to allocate.
Way too much in the first place.
Yeah, it was way too much money to be allocated for such an outrageous, outrageous review. And even if you believe that this needs to happen, it has got to be so frustrating if you're a conservative in the state of Wisconsin to see that this is how it's being handled, because it very much is just going to the track record, Brian, that Republicans in the state legislature want one thing, and they want to be able to send state dollars to their private little cronies, because Michael Gableman, Foxconn, things like that, like, Wisconsin Republicans do not have a good track record over the last 5 years for being able to say that they're good stewards of Wisconsin taxpayer funds.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. And they're holding the $3.8 billion of surplus that the state currently has, they're holding it hostage on the gamble that they might get somebody in the governor's office after this next election this fall that will just help them cut taxes for their donors one more time. That's what they want to use that $3.8 billion in surplus for. They don't want to help provide relief. They want to complain about rising prices, blame it on people that they have no correlation with saying that it's their fault. If you really believe that Biden is the cause for inflation or Evers is the cause for inflation, can you tell me why the Eurozone just had a record-setting, 40-50-year record-setting 8.1% inflation hike? Is that Biden's fault? Is that Evers' fault? Or are corporations around this world just strangling everyday citizens like you and I?
Well, when there's only three or four people that can provide the said any given product, well, yeah. Let's go back to Game Woman real quick here, because there is some.
I went on a little bit of a tangent there. I apologize.
No. I got you. I got you, dude. I know. And we know. And it's.
Folks, if you did not know, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian. And we tend to go on tangents sometimes.
Yeah, give us a call, 844-967-2789. The overarching tangent today is give us your pride story. Also, let us know who you're supporting in the Democratic primary for Senate, as well as the Republican primary for the governor. And if you would possibly vote for somebody on the opposite party, who would you vote for? But let me give you this real quick positive note in the Gableman.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
From this is reading from the Journal Sentinel, further down in the article. From July to April, Gableman was paid a monthly salary of $11,000. Voss in May paused the election review and cut Gableman's salary in half to $5,500 a month. F you for thinking that that's okay, that someone gets paid that much to do this. Even $5,500 a month, half of that, $11,000 a month to do this, go F yourself.
Insane.
Go F yourself. That is over $100,000 a year to do nothing.
That is the going rate that Voss has to pay the private attorneys to draw up his gerrymandered map. So he just assumed that was the going rate for any attorney that he needed to pay.
If you're a blue collar person who thinks the election was stolen, not only is this fat piece of crap that doesn't even have a callus on his hands besides the one he uses to stroke himself and his friends, that POS is sitting there making a mockery of you, not even investigating the election that you thought was stolen, and also getting paid probably double, maybe triple what you get every month. So congratulations for supporting that. In any case, let me read on here. Here's the good news. In December, Gableman addressed the Chippewa County Republican Party and later had the state pay him $234 to cover his travel expenses. By the way, I've seen the travel expenses log. It's ridiculous.
It's terrible.
And it's stupid as well.
An eighth grader could do better.
An eighth grader could check the math on that, is my point.
Yeah, the mileage.
Voss afterwards said Gableman should not have been reimbursed for attending a political event. And in April, Gableman's paycheck was reduced by $234,
Thank goodness.
That's so good.
That's so good.
Great person that guy is.
Did he get deducted off of his paycheck as well to recuperate the funds that were reimbursed for his trip out to Arizona to audit the Cyber Ninja?
I think he's suffered enough. I think he's learned his lesson, right? I think he's learned his lesson that abject and total fraud really shouldn't be allowed.
The Journal Sentinel had to put that in there, though, because Gableman would have like brought that as like, oh, they're slandering me. They didn't bring out the fact that I
paid back the one time I fraudulently submitted a travel request.
Yeah.
How do you not know that, you corrupt SOB? He's either incompetent or he's corrupt. Could it be both? I think it is.
My money's on both, Brian. I'm going to say it's probably both, because it just seems the most likely that he's both corrupt and incompetent.
If you have yourself a blue-collar Republican friend and they think the election was stolen, why don't you ask them what they think of this piece of crap loser? This sweating turd that is doing nothing with their money and peeing on their results. He's not doing anything to actually prove any fraud. He's not doing anything to actually advance what you think is your agenda. So maybe we should approach our, you know, Republican friends that way. Because if they believe in the election fraud, this guy is doing nothing to help it out. You want to blame Democrats all you want. He should be probably better than that if he's that competent.
Right. If there was actually any there, I believe if he was competent, he would have found it by now.
But again, is your narrative that Biden is stupid or that he controls everything in the world?
I don't know. Somewhere.
Is Evers stupid and incompetent, or does he control the entire state at his will? I don't know. But if you thought about it, you'd realize how stupid that thought is.
It's a really difficult argument to make at the same time. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left in the day. We'll be right back.
Gableman's a thief. Gableman's a thief. Gableman's a thief.